Well, hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan here. Currently walking along the passageway, one of the passageways in St. John's Hospital out in Livingston, nearby town from Bathgate. Six monthly inspection and test and MOT of my blood. See if I'm still alive and kicking or whatever. But anyway, I've just spent a really enjoyable 40 minutes sitting in a waiting room, as usual, even though I was early for my appointment. So many people seem to come even earlier, so they jump the queue, as it were. It's quite annoying, but there you go. That's what happens in life, whether you're at the supermarket or in hospitals. But anyway, according to old reports, well, in actual fact, just a report from the consultant. My bloods are fine, stabilised, and continue taking the pills, as they say. You know, it really doesn't matter what you tell them. You know, they ask you how you're keeping, and then you say, well, I'm really, really tired, and I'm, you know, quite lethargic, and blah, 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 blah. And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, well, okay, then we'll see how it goes. Thank you. And... And it's the same every time you come in. You never really get a complete educated answer. It just means to go, we'll see how it goes. It says, well, you said that 6 months ago. We'll see how it goes. Okay. So I could almost write that script down every time I go in. But so currently I'm heading down to the pharmacy to pick up my blood capsules, medicines for the next 6 months. Although I do get checked interim, as they call it, a virtual blood test at the local clinic every 3 months. So I'm just heading in now to the pharmacy and order my tablets. Hopefully they'll give them really quick. I won't have to hang about here too long. We'll see how it goes. I never do pick the right door when I come here. Well, there you go. Back out the pharmacy as quick as that. Literally 30 seconds. Because they're saying that we have to wait 20 or 30 minutes to pick up my prescription. So I guess what I'll do is I'll just go walk about. May I just go back to the tea room, cafeteria, and grab myself a coffee or a cup of tea or a cold drink from the shop or something like that, rather than sit in... Because the waiting room at the pharmacy, to be honest with you, is bloody tiny. You know, you're sitting there, I think there are about five or six seats, facing five or six seats, and you're so close, you could shake hands, you know, without leaning. So I'm just heading back up to the next level, and I'm going to go along by the shop. I mean, actually, while I'm here, actually, when I remember, on the way to the shop, there is the hospital. What do they call it? It's a hospital chapel. How can I forget the name? Chapel, my goodness sake. Yeah, the hospital chapel. So I guess what I'll do, I might just pop in there for 5 minutes and chill out in the presence of God for 5 minutes. I'll just thank Him for the fact that my bloods are okay and I don't need to get in further treatment, special treatment. I'm always happy with when you get that report. So I guess that's what I'll do. And then I'll go get a coffee and a cold drink, and then I'll take my time sauntering back down to the pharmacy and get my medicines. Then get away. I do hate hospitals. Even something as mild as this, you know, really, it's as quick as I can get in and out, you know. I suppose I'm no different from anybody else when it comes to that, but it's just, I don't know. I've spent a lot of time in hospitals over the years with family members and friends and everything else that's went through. But I just seem to have a great aversion to them now. So, just approaching the wee chapel. It's a chapel of St. John the Baptist, and of course it's not a Catholic chapel, it's just a chapel for a hospital. And it's a really lovely place, you know, really is. And I guess I've never really inquired, but there's an altar and fonts and so on, a lectern. So I guess actually hold maybe a weekly mass in here. Maybe the minister does one, maybe the priest does one. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just going to put this off and sit down and say a wee prayer. Oh well, it's now about 10:25. I spent about 10 minutes in the wee chapel. You know, I'd actually been quite happy to spend longer in there because it was so peaceful. I was the only one there, well, just me and God, that is, and it's nice. And you know, when I came out, I just had to think of how grateful I really should be about my health. Even with the aches and pains and all kind of things that's going on with me compared to other people that you see in hospitals, I'm an extremely healthy person. I should really be grateful for that. So anyway, popped along, and I now have a very strong black coffee loaded with loads of brown sugar. Give me a wee boost. Why do I need a wee boost? Because I didn't eat for my porridge this morning, back at 7. So anyway, I'm heading back down to the pharmacy to hopefully pick up my prescription. It should be ready by about now. And if I get that, I can get away and get away home and back and give Mary a good report. But always find you lose half a day when you come through here because you're clock watching when you're getting up, and then you're getting ready, and then you're diving out the door. You've got to drive here in plenty of time, and then wait, arrive and get in plenty of time. And by the time you get home, the time I get home today, it's probably going to be nearer 12 o'clock. So just dive down to the pharmacy now, and then hopefully we'll be ready. Oh well, it's 3 or 4 minutes later, and yeah, you guessed it. I'm not ready yet, so rather than sitting in that pokey wee waiting room, I've just come back out, and I'm looking out one of the windows from the first floor level, looking right over the Pentland Hills. Beautiful sight today. Puffy cumulus clouds and blue sky and sunshine. And the Pentlands do look beautiful today. Even if it is looking out from a hospital window. Oh my goodness. I'd rather be looking out from the car or somewhere else. But anyway, I'll give it another 5 minutes and I'll pop back down. Well, I'm on my way out now, got my prescription. New system here, it's in smart wee green bags. All sealed up and everything. Well, you know, these really zippy bags, which is new, but which is really tidy, and which is a contradiction of the actual pharmacy when you look through the glass window, service counter. And every time I come in here, I always wonder how why in this day and age, it's just an absolute mess, to be honest with you. You know, there's trip hazards on the floor, big prescription bags, and the filing cabinets are in a bloody mess, you know, with labels that's been stuck on and then felt tipped over, and another one stuck on, and papers lying everywhere. For a modern hospital, I have to say that and it's not the staff's fault, I guess what it is that just like the pokey wee sitting room, they've never been given enough room for the work they have to do, so they have to probably just file things to suit themselves, but it's one blooming mess. I feel sorry for them. They're actually tripping over each other trying to get past to hand out the prescriptions or deal at the counter. So there you go. It's not a gripe, it's just an observation. I think they really need to give the pharmacy department a much bigger department. Anyway, so that's me heading out just now. I've finished my coffee, and guess what? Yes, I wondered why a lady was staring at me in the pharmacy. I thought, is my zip fly, my ballot open? And it wasn't. She wasn't looking down there anyway. I spilled bloody coffee doing my bloody good t-shirt, one of my top t-shirts. And I'm going to get eaten when I go home. No matter how I tried, how damn hard I try not to spill things down t-shirts and shirts, I always fail. I'm a sloppy bugger. I blame these cups, you know, that tiny wee hole you have to sip out of. This one ain't got a spout in it that you can grip with your lips. You just have to sort of hope that you can suck it out and It doesn't go well. When it's down, I can see it. It's stained right down the front of my good T-shirt. And I'm going to have to go into the toilets now and try and at least wash that out and then walk out through the hospital looking as if I've just, you know, sluttered for a couple of hours down the front of my T-shirt. Anyway, I need to try and get that coffee. I'm just going to get ripped with Mary when I get home. I have to say, though, that the coffee done its job, by the way. I am feeling good. You know, at £1.50 a pop for a small one. I might actually be tempted to get another one on the way out. Again, double plus. And maybe that'll help me get over the onslaught of... What the hell have you done with your bloody good T-shirt? You've spilled it again. I can't help it. I guess there's a wee bit in my bottom lip that doesn't seem to... must be a groove in my bottom lip. Somewhere. Anyway, approaching the busy area on the way out, so I'm going to dump this cup and I'll speak again soon. I'll leave you with the ambience of the busy cafeteria and shop and loads of people. Always a busy place, amazing. I'll get that for you. There you go.
Get my foot on it.
Okay.
Okay-do.
That's all. I'm a member.
You're a member? Oh, right,
you're
quite
recruiting you. You spread the word. I'll give you a great big banner. I'll walk about the car park with it. Well, I better head to the toilet first and wash this coffee stain out. Yeah, God. Oh, slur. Over there. Man. Well, that's me free walking around the great big giant revolving door. Fresh air and freedom and sunshine, and I'm out of the hospital, and it's great. Glorious, glorious, glorious. Feel good I'm out now. So we drive home in the sunshine over the hills, be like, oh shit. Oh, when I was in cleaning my T-shirt, I've left the medicines, my medicine bag in the toilet. So, that was lucky. They were still there. Not, I'd imagine anybody would run away with somebody else's medicines, would they? I mean, come on, what good's it going to do you? Unless it was cocaine or morphine or something like that, and they could flog it. Don't think my stuff would do anybody any bloody good. But it was just a blind panic. I left it on top of the sink. And I'm coming out here and you should see this T-shirt, honest to God. You know. Oh, I look like a Wayne that has just been fed with his bib on. Bloody mess. Anyway, I'm back to the car now. So, I'm going to have a nice drive back over the hills and end this visit, you can call it, to St. John's Hospital. So glad to be out again. You think I'd been in for a major op, wouldn't you? You think I'd been in for some disastrous treatment or something. I just don't like them. I'm sorry. I just don't like hospitals. Does anybody ever have fond memories of hospital? The only fond memories you can ever have of a hospital is coming out or getting out, or one of your loved ones getting out, something like that. Or, on the other hand, birth of your child. Well, I had four of them, so on four occasions. I had fond memories of hospitals, but it wasn't this one, it was the old Bangor one up in the hills, the Bucky Hills, which was a real beautiful hospital. Anyway, time to get in, get away, get home, get a bite to eat, get on with the day. Speak soon.